Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey. Okay, so today, after the update that we had yesterday, there's not really any big news to talk about today. We do want to let you know that nanites have been disabled in competitive mode. And again, that's just a thing that has me bummed about a competitive side still. You know, I would love to see these things in competitive. I would like to go back to the very beginning of Fortnite and the beginning of competitive Fortnite, and just everything that's in the game, that's what's in the game. I know I was talking about this with Dusky and Guido Lose the other day. It's just not as fun as it used to be watching the competitive in the OG days, because they take all these weapons out of competitive, and so it never really changes. I get that it's really consistent for those competitive players, which they can practice to no end and become super skilled at doing the same thing over and over. But for a viewer, it's not as fun as it used to be. I used to have so much fun watching all the ways that the top tier players would come up with using the weapons that make Fortnite to me. I mean, it would just be nice if we saw things like railguns, nanites, all of these things stay in competitive. But it is what it is. Obviously we wouldn't want to see things like mechs. We probably wouldn't want to see the spaceships in competitive. There is a limit, but there should be some push, because that's especially what I liked about watching competitive Fortnite in the OG days. You know, it was you were seeing things that you weren't watching in other competitive games, which was what was the big appeal for me. But yeah, that's what we have for news today. Let's see here. Of course, today is Wednesday, so the legendary challenges are out. So let's go over the legendary challenges that just came out today. In which, let's see if I can pull them up here. Yeah, you need to get Sloan's orders from a payphone. Interact with a CB radio. You need to place welcome gifts in Holly Hatchery. And I mentioned that yesterday, that when they, yesterday that Holly Hedges had changed to Holly Hatchery. Whenever I look at the map on the home screen here, it still says Holly Hedges. But when you actually play a game, it does say Holly Hatchery. So go to Holly Hatchery. You place the welcome gifts in Holly Hatchery. You need to deploy alien nanites. And you need to dance near Zig and Choppy and get infected by an alien parasite and talk to Sunny. So, for the get Sloan's orders from a payphone, it shows you where all the payphones are when you have it. So that'll be easy to do. Interact with the CB radio, okay? So you're going to interact with this CB radio over in Believer Beach near the party zone, okay? Place welcome gifts at Holly Hatchery. Go to Holly Hatchery, and they're all around the outside edge of Holly Hedges or Holly Hatchery, and you only need to place two, so no big deal there. Deploy alien nanites again. All you have to do is just pick up one of the alien nanites and then throw it, and that's how you're gonna get that one done. So it's just a matter of finding one. You need to dance near Zig and Choppy. Okay, and Zig and Choppy are going to be over in Hydro 16. Let's see. And what is the other challenge that we need to do? Get infected by an alien parasite and talk to Sunny. So Sunny is going to be over in Believer Beach. There should be plenty of places nearby that you can find some parasite eggs that you can shoot, so that way the little parasites will come out and infect you. And then go talk to Sunny. Okay, so that's your list of legendary challenges. We'll go over the epic challenges when they come out tomorrow, and throughout the rest of the week we'll give you the tips on how to do those. For LTMs today, we have one-shot duos, heavy metal duos, Volcano Wars, Red vs. Blue 2.0, Ghost vs. Shadow Pro, Money Wars, and Battle Lab. Let's head on over to the item shop and see what we have in the item shop here today. Looks like we have... So the Armored Batman Zero Bundle stuff is still here. And then we have the Waypoint outfit with the Signal Hub back bling for 1,200. The Renegade outfit for 800. I know that's a fan favorite. We have 10-ton Toon Bells harvesting tool for 800. The Finger Wag emote for 200. The Meteor Wrap for 500. Party Hips emote for 200. And then we have Diamond Hands outfit with Gaines back bling for 1,200. The Gia outfit with the Tuscan Tooth back bling and Crossbite Tooth Axes harvesting tool for 1,600. The Sizzle Sergeant outfit for 800. Grill Sergeant outfit for 800. Sizzling emote for 800. The Spartan Assassin outfit for 800. The Vanguard Flame tool, harvesting tool for 800. The Shots and Shells back bling for 200. And then we got a new locker bundle here. This is Trippy Red. And Trippy Red has the Chaos Scythe harvesting tool, Make It Rain emote, Glitter Blaster wrap, the Toon Meowsles outfit, the Tuna Can back bling, the Squash and Stretch emote, and the Drop In Music or... whatever the total would be. I own a bunch of these stuff already, so I can get the remaining items for 600 V-Bucks, which is a great deal, because I do like this harvesting tool. Make a rainy mode is cool, and the glitter blaster wrap is actually a pretty good wrap. So, yeah, that's a pretty good deal. You can get them separately, of course. Toon Meowsles outfit with the tuna can back bling and the squash and stretch emote is 1,400. The drop-in music is 200. The Chaos Scythe harvesting tool is 800. And the Make It Rain emote is 500. The Glitter Blaster Wrap itself is 500. And that looks like everything today. So you can get any and all of these items using code Mikey, MMMIKIE, in the item shop. And some of the proceeds will go to help support the show. Okay, so let's go ahead and talk about a tip of the day. And, you know, this is another one that's for me or any other players who are like me and at my skill level and, you know, have been at a plateau for a long time. Okay, so I'm going to give you an editing course that you can use, because that's where I'm at. You know, I can aim all right. My biggest issue with when I come across really good players is that they can, you know, edit and build a lot faster and better than me. So you got to be able to get in a good edit course map that will help you practice these things. And the one I found, which is really cool, is called Crosshair Placement, Piece Control, and Aim. And I found this from an It's Jarian video, because I've been looking recently trying to figure out what would be a good one to use. And this is a really great one. It's by Xanax60_Insta, because when you do this map, he's got little indicators showing you the best way to make the edits when you're going through the course, or the what you should be, the motion you should be using to make the edits. So that is really useful and helpful. And then you won't get yourself in a habit of doing it the wrong way. You know, you'll get in the habit of doing it the right way. That way you can really optimize it and become really fast at it. So this is a really great one. If you want to try it out, the code is, 373967593. 3380. And that's a really great one, again, because it's so useful and helpful just to have those indicators there showing you what is the motion that you should be using when you're making your edits, so that way you can really optimize it and do it the right way and do it the most efficient way. That way you'll catch up to your opponents, the really skilled ones, and eventually surpass them with enough practice. All right, that's going to be the episode for today. Make sure you go join the Daily Fortnite Discord and hang out with us. Follow me over on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Head over to Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star rating and a written review for a shout-out on the show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.